Our topic is number 12, Millions Fooled by a Myth. We're talking about the change of the Bible Sabbath. This presentation will be your strongest appeal up until this point. I know you're going to want to be praying and have prayer groups praying during your sermon. Now, I recommend that those prayer groups are in the meeting, not in a side room. But they're sitting throughout the audience praying for you, praying that you'll make truth plain, praying that God will give you a strong appeal. This sermon necessitates prayer because you're going to be talking about how the devil has tried to deceive multitudes in changing the Bible Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. So we begin by talking about myths that have gripped people's minds. And the opening illustration talks about Columbus taking his ships, sailing west from Spain for several weeks. Sailors in those days believed that the world was flat. And they believed if you sailed far enough, you would sail off the edge of the earth, almost like stepping off this platform. But yet today, we know that merely because they believed that the world was flat didn't make the world flat. Believing something to be so doesn't make it so, does it? So our point here, by using this illustration, is to point out that merely because a person believes something does not make what they believe reality. And if a person believes that Sunday is the Sabbath, they can believe that, but that doesn't make Sunday the Sabbath. And so we review the Sabbath presentation here. We move right into Exodus chapter 20. We've read that before, so I'll not read it again. Verses 8 through 12. We summarize. We use Deuteronomy 4, verse 2, which is the first major text that I want you to take note of now. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. We've just read Exodus chapter 20. Incidentally, it's very good on your Sabbath sermon to review. And we have built-in review texts, so if a person misses the sermon on the Sabbath, here when they come to the sermon on the change of the Sabbath, they will understand the Sabbath background. So we've put some Sabbath texts into this sermon. After we've read Exodus chapter 20 on the Sabbath, we come to Deuteronomy chapter 4. We read verse 2. And this is when the Lord commands Moses, and he says, "You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take anything away from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." So God says, do not do what? Do not add to it, or do not subtract from it. So if the Lord says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath, he says, don't add to it, don't add another day, the first day, Sunday, or he says, don't subtract to it. So this message becomes extremely important. Dwell on that text. God also said, Psalm 89, verse 34, that his covenant would he not break. What's his covenant? His law, the Ten Commandment law, in this passage, nor alter the things that have gone out of my lips. So God does not change. He doesn't change his covenant. We go through this sermon, pages 4, 5, and 6, talking about the background of the Bible Sabbath. We point out again that the disciples worshiped on the Sabbath. Then we raise some historical quotes. Now, this is going to be the first time that we've had heavy historical quotes. We've had a few up until this point, but we have not had many extensive quotes. There are 8 or 10 quotes in this sermon alone on the Sabbath. So we say here, scholars from, this is page 8 top, and this sentence is quite crucial. It's quite significant because we've been talking about the fact that God's not going to change his law. Don't add anything to it. Deuteronomy 4, 2, don't take anything away from it. We've talking about the fact that God's covenant, he will not break. And then we say, scholars from various Sunday-keeping groups acknowledge the fact that the Sabbath was not changed by God, but by man. For example, let's look at Catholic Cardinal James Gibbons. He said, and I'm quoting Gibbons, and you'll have these quotes, of course, on the screen. But I want you to take time with them. Don't hurry over them. It says you may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Who's speaking here, everybody? The Catholic cardinal. And what does he say? You can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You'll not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. Isn't that amazing from the cardinal? That you'll not find a single line authorizing Sunday. What does he say? The scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday. Here is James Cardinal Gibbons, the most foremost Catholic scholar who lived in America, saying that the scriptures enforce Saturday. Clovis Chapel, a Methodist, says this: the reason we observe the first day of this week instead of the seventh is based on no positive command. You can search the scriptures in vain for authority for changing from the seventh day to the first. Emphasize these quotations. Quotations by Catholics, by Methodists. And the way I handle the quotations is this. I think it's important to agree with people when you can. So what I will say is something like this. I really agree with James Cardinal Gibbons that you can search the Bible on this point from Genesis to Revelation, you'll not find anything on Sunday. The scriptures enforce Saturday, the Sabbath. I agree with the cardinal. I agree with our Methodist friend, Clovis Chapel, who says that there is no authority in God's word for the change of the Sabbath. We then explain how the Sabbath was changed. Now, this can become a little complex for you, but let me explain it to you very, very simply. In the days of the ancient Roman Empire, and you'll find this material on page 9 and onward, but let me simplify it. In the days of the ancient Roman Empire, the Jews, under a man by the name of Bar Kokhba, in 135 AD, began revolting against the Romans. So what did the Jews do? They revolted against the Romans. The Romans wanted to squash the Jews. And so the Romans actually outlawed Jewish Sabbath-keeping worship for a time. In fact, it was Hadrian that prohibited the practice of the Jewish religion. How did the Romans look at the Christians? The Romans thought that the Christians were another Jewish sect, because after all, wasn't Jesus a Jew? After all, weren't the early Christians Jews? So here's the political, social environment. Jews revolting against the Romans. Romans outlawing the Jews. Romans thinking that the Christians are another Jewish sect. So therefore, Christians, to disassociate themselves from the Jews, thought it would be logical to begin keeping the first day of the week that Christ rose upon so they wouldn't be considered part of the Jewish race. And they wouldn't be part of this small group who were rebelling against the Romans. Some Christian leaders also felt that if they did this, it would be easier to win the pagans who are already worshiping on the day of the sun. Why was the Sabbath changed from Saturday to Sunday? For two reasons. First, the Christians wanted to disassociate themselves from the Jews, Christian leaders, that is. Second, they wanted to make the religion of Christianity more palatable for the pagans. So there was a compromise that came into the Christian church. Church and state united, and the church led out in that change of the Sabbath. You will find a remarkable statement from the Convert's Catechism on page 14 and 15, and I would have my audience read that statement. Page 15, Convert's Catechism by Peter Gierman, page 15, the top. Question, which day is the Sabbath day? Answer, Saturday is the Sabbath day. Question, why do we observe Sunday instead of Saturday? What am I reading from? The what? Catechism. Then it says, we observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. So it was what? The church that changed the day from Saturday to Sunday. There is also an important point on the bottom of page 15. It tells us that according to the Catholic Church, tradition is more important than the Bible. Carl Keating wrote a book in 1988. This is the latest statement I've been able to find, page 17, called Catholicism and Fundamentalism. Here in 1988, Carl Keating, who is the most famous lay Catholic author today, brilliant mind, he says, it was the Catholic Church that decided Sunday should be the day of worship for Christians in honor of the resurrection. So who changed the Sabbath? The Catholic Church. When? In the early centuries. Why? Because these Catholic Christians wanted to be disassociated from Rome And they wanted to make Christianity more acceptable, more palatable for pagans that indeed were coming into the church. So what is the issue regarding the Sabbath? Page 20 and 21. Here's what the issue is. It's more than a matter of days. It's more than a matter of simply a 24-hour period. The issue on the Bible Sabbath is a matter of masters. Does anybody have the authority to change God's law written with God's commandments? See, on the one side, we put Jesus, who says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." On the other side, we put the teachings of human priests that say it doesn't make any difference whether you keep God's law. On one side, we put the Bible. On one side, we put the traditions of men. On one side, we put the commandments of God. On the other side, we put the commandments of men. On one side, we place the divine imperative that says, remember the Sabbath day. On the other side, we place church councils that say, we change the day. The question is a matter of loyalty. The question is a matter of obedience. If you love Christ, you want Him to be supreme in your life. If you love Christ, you want His Word to be supreme in your life. If you love Christ, you want to keep His law, not break His law. If you love Christ, you cannot possibly turn your back on the day that He has written with His own finger on tables of stone, the day that Jesus kept and the disciples kept and the day we're going to keep in heaven. If you really, really love Jesus, you cannot accept a man-made substitute. Tonight, would you like to say, Jesus, I see more clearly than ever in my life that this is not an issue of days. It's an issue of loyalty. It's an issue of commitment. It's an issue of masters. It's an issue of who has my heart. Lord, I cannot accept a man-made counterfeit and substitute. Lord, I must accept your law. Would you like to make that decision? That you accept Jesus so much you want to obey him by keeping the Sabbath? Our ushers have a little card. Now, in most instances at this point, the teachers, preachers, lay people, pastors, I like to pass out a card. I find that if people can make a decision on Sabbath in the privacy of their seat, they're not worried about what Aunt Jane thinks. The wife is not worried about the husband, or the husband not worried about the wife. And I pass out a simple card. And the ushers pass it out. They have them counted out ahead of time and crossed. And as they pass it out, the first line on the card says, because I love Jesus so much, I want to keep his commandments. If you love Jesus that much, check the first box. The second box says, because I love Jesus so much, I want to keep the seventh day of the week, which is the Bible Sabbath. Third line says, please provide me more reading material on the Bible Sabbath. And then please pray for me that I'll follow all God's truth. And we lead people through that, and they check those boxes. And it's amazing. You get the boxes back, and you've had 15, 20, 30 people that are not Seventh-day Adventists at your meeting, and you'll see 8, 10, 12 of them will check for the Bible Sabbath. And you will be so excited, because truth is powerful. I'd like to suggest to you tonight that truth is far more powerful than tradition. Make an appeal, pass out the cards, tell people what the issue is, that it's truth or error, that it's tradition or God's word. Appeal to them to follow Jesus, and you will find that the Spirit of God will cause them to check those cards. Once they do, within 24 to 48 hours, be sure that you yourself or somebody else visits them to help confirm their decision and review it. God bless you as you make this appeal, and I'm going to pray for you right now that God will help you to make an appeal that's powerful for the Lord, and that hundreds, thousands, through lay preaching, will keep the Bible Sabbath and follow Jesus. Dear Lord, thank you for these lay preachers. This is a critical message on the change of the Sabbath. Anoint their lips, bless their hearts and minds, and help them to make this subject plain, and give them the power of the Holy Ghost, so that hearts are touched and lives are changed and men and women make a decision to follow you. In Christ's name, amen.